Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria and Kelly Copeland encourage you to use faith, not fear, to overcome the strategies of the devil and achieve everything God has anointed you to accomplish for His kingdom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back. She's got more good news for us today. So get your Bible, and we're going to hear something good.
Amen.
Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Heather.
Preaching and teaching this day.
Well, you know, we love the Word, and we love sharing it.
We love it.
I just happened to catch a scripture here. I wasn't planning on reading this, but it says that Jesus is saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people. And it really just had not occurred to me until just a second ago that that's what we do. I mean, He does the same thing that we do. He proclaims the name of the Lord and praises Him to His brothers and sisters. And so it's an honor to do what Jesus does.
Praise
what
God.
Would Jesus do? He would do what we're about to do right now.
Proclaim God's Word.
Proclaim His Word. Proclaim His goodness. Proclaim our freedom. We're talking this week and next week about living free from fear. Living a life free from fear. And that's not a one-time thing that you do and then you're just done with fear. Fear is Satan's doorway
to
your life. He's a liar. His weapon is fear. If he can get you to fear it, he can have more opportunity to bring it into your life.
If he can get you in fear, your face automatically neutralized. We don't want that. And what has he come to do? Do us good for us? No, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. We don't give him any place. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Yesterday you took authority over fear, and we are standing on that prayer still.
Yes.
We take authority over it. Yesterday we talked about letting the Lord diagnose you. We're going to talk about that some more, but later in the week, but letting Him tell you, hey, you've got fear there. I started telling about God diagnosed me with some fear. And this week, 2 days ago, let's be real honest. And it's okay. It's not okay to have fear, but it's okay for...
You got to deal with it.
We have to deal with it and to pretend that as though somehow we get to this place where we're immune to fear is the day that we start letting it in because we're not paying attention. We have to pay attention.
That's right.
We don't let stuff sneak in. You know, even in in the Word, when it talks about the parable of the wheat and the tares, it says where Jesus planted a wheat, the enemy came in secretly, it says, and planted a weed.
Yeah.
So we have to be aware of that. If it was if it wasn't secret, it wouldn't be secret. I don't know. Does that make sense? I mean, Jesus is the one that said that.
This might be scary, but I understood it.
Well, good. give me a fist right there, Mama. Because it's we have to be aware of the enemy's devices. And everywhere in the Word, and especially when the Lord starts talking about the end times, He says, you need to pay attention. You need to
Absolutely.
Be alert. You need to be aware. So just thinking, oh, I've done that. I don't need to hear this. No, we need to always be open to the Lord's correction. And right now, He's bringing correction like never before. And people may think, man, is my life, what is up? It just seems like so much is, I'm getting, needing so much correction. Well, it may or may not be that you've gotten worse. If you're after the Lord, you probably haven't gotten worse.
One thing it helps to remember is you cannot be in fear and faith at the same time.
That's right.
And if you're not in faith, you're not in the supernatural. You're living a natural, carnal, just help yourself devil life. But we don't have fear. We have faith. We choose faith, you and I, Kelly, all of us. We choose faith. We choose to believe God and not to fear. And we take authority over fear. Amen?
Amen. And as you practice those things, it gets easier.
Oh, it becomes a natural way of life to
And even
not doubt.
That's right. And even as you practice these things, you recognize, you're more open to the Lord to recognize fear. Mm-hmm. But if you don't choose before the Lord to be corrected in these things, you can just assume, no, I'm good. I was at church. I listened to my faith message this week. I listened to Gloria Copeland's podcast. It's good, but you have to always be before the Father for Him to diagnose you. And so I was doing that. I was worshiping the Lord the other day. I had my last Saturday. Nobody was home. You know, I have 5 kids, and they're all over the place. But there were no grandkids there. My 6-year-old was gone. Nobody was there. I was just by myself. So I spent the whole day just really before the Lord. And just worship, spending time with Him. I got a new porch swing. I was trying that one out. I like that. And so I just had a great day with Him. But there was just a lot of stuff felt like it was weighing me down. We talked yesterday. Even I could diagnose this one. If you feel weighed down, you're carrying the care.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you feel weighed down or you have concerns, it's just the other way to put fear. It's just another word for fear.
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's
make
true.
Sure that you don't gloss over it with a different word. If the Lord diagnoses you, call it what it is and then get rid of it. Rebuke fear, because
Amen.
The Lord told us to stand against fear, because when we have fear, He can't help us.
Fear tolerated
is faith contaminated. And it weakens your faith, and your faith will not work. And if you're not aware of it, then you don't know why your faith's not working. And it can lead you to think, well, you know, God must not want me to have this, or Satan will lead you down that road, or lead you down the road of, you know, well, God's just not hearing your prayer, or you're so in sin that God can't love you, or blah, blah, blah. He's such a liar. Because of fear, though, is the open door to all those lies. So that's kind of where I want to go off today. Yeah. Is in Hebrews, it talks about that. I've got the Gloria Copeland method of version after version after version for you today, because we are going to get this. Amen?
Amen.
So let's look at Hebrews chapter 2. And there's a couple of great verses that I want to read, and then we want to get to verse 15. But Hebrews 2, 1 and 2 says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we've heard. That's a good word for today.
Hebrews what?
2, verse 1 and 2. Or we may drift away from it. So if you don't listen carefully, if you don't grasp carefully, then you can drift away. And drifting away means you don't notice that you're going far away. Have you ever drifted away from the dock? In a life raft, I mean on a float, or been in a boat and drifted away from the shore? It's easy when you get into a current that takes you somewhere. And you know, the current of the world and the current of your lives, it would like to take you away from what you know.
Now, is that Hebrews 1 you just read?
No, that was Hebrews
2.
Verse
2:1.
Verse 1.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We can't let our faith slip, our word slip, our determination slip, the things we believe in God for. We can't let it slip. We can't talk it away. If you believe in God for something, then you believe you've received it, which is what the Bible says, then you stay with that. And when the devil says you're not going to get your healing, you know you already got it. You got it from the Word of God, and I'm staying with it in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Don't quit.
It's crucial.
Yeah.
The Passion Translation?
Life depends on it.
It does. And sometimes has in our lives. I mean, I think sometimes people think, well, they're in the ministry, things go great for them. You know, we've had some
you think the
strong
devil
battles.
You think the devil says, oh, they're in the ministry, I just won't bother with them.
They're too strong for me. I tell you, we're going to get to the point where he runs away. And he feels like we're too strong for him. The Passion said, this is why it's so crucial that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truths that we've heard, so we do not drift off course. For if the message of the law spoken and confirmed by angels brought a penalty to every disobedient violation, How should we expect to escape punishment if we despise the very truths that give us life? When it says punishment, how are we supposed to escape, you know, the snare of the enemy, the curse?
That's out there.
Without paying attention to the salvation that he provided for us. This says the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm.
That's right.
This word will stand firm. It's this stuff out here is not firm. And if we're standing on this stuff out here and the stuff that goes on, we're not firm. That's the story of the man that built his house on the rock.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when you build your house on a sand, sand moves, sand shifts. So what do you have your house built on? If you're looking at circumstances, those bring fear and it puts your house at risk. Mm-hmm. But if you're standing on this that does not change, it remains faithful, God remains true,
yes,
Jesus remains true to you. And even when we miss it, if you're looking at Him, He'll get you corrected. If we're standing in faith, looking at Jesus, allowing Him to talk to us, worshiping Him, He will get us. It may take a while sometimes, but He'll get it across to us. Like He did to me this weekend. He said, you've got a lot of fear. And I had no idea. I thought I just had concerns.
Yeah.
And one of them was Jenny leaving to go to the Middle East, to very, in the natural, unsafe country. And I didn't realize I was in fear. I was just going along because I'd already dealt with that. I'd already quoted about that. I'd already prayed prayed for her.
Oh, fast.
But I realized it even over her trip this time, the prayers that I prayed, my faith was not as engaged as I thought it was because I had fear and I didn't know it. But boy, when I took authority over fear and got it out, the next time when I was with Jenny the next day, and I started to talk to her about something, about her trip, and I mean the word of the Lord started coming about angels and protection, and I mean there was a fiery purpose. Actually, I think I prayed for her on our way to the airport, and it just came out.
Amen.
That's what happened when Lindsay was in the hospital, Mom. Lindsay was in the hospital. They said she had meningitis. You probably heard the story. I'll make it short. But she was totally out of it, and lots of kids had died from meningitis. And the second the doctor said the word meningitis, and they had taken her, done a spinal tap on her, I just felt that I felt like incapacitated. And I turned around and left that room and walked into the hallway. I'm sure the doctor thought, what is wrong with that woman? But I just turned around, left her in there, walked into the hallway, and it's like all the word that was in me for healing and freedom and deliverance, it was all in there. But I was not being able to pull any of it up. I just felt bound up. And I literally felt like if you put a vise around somebody and grabbed them and couldn't move your arms. Mm-hmm. And my sister walked up to me and she said, what is it? And I said, I didn't even answer her. Sometimes, man, being in good company is really helpful.
Yeah.
I said, I refuse to fear. And all of a sudden, it was like this, the bonds that were on me were gone.
Chains.
And it was like that thing just left, like it was very weak. When all it took was that declaration of refusal, I made a choice. I chose, when Jesus said to Mary, to Martha, that Mary had chosen that good thing, the thing that would be to her advantage, I chose to refuse that. And I mean, all of a sudden, out of my belly starts, I'm like, I don't even remember what all I rattled off to my sister, but it was coming out of me. Yeah. I said, there's blood between me and Jesus over Lindsay. She's healed by His stripe, blah, 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 blah. She'll live and not die. You know, the things you know you want to say when the time is needful, I had to refuse fear for those things to come out. So I was in bondage until I refused to have the fear. And so that's talked about here in Hebrews. So it says I just want to point out because all the time that we're talking about fear, I want us to keep a good handle on Jesus, because he's the one that defeated fear. And as we're talking, and I'm talking about being free from fear, I'm talking about the real, only real way to be free from fear is to keep your eyes on him and to realize his salvation.
Yes.
And to believe in his
be
salvation.
Full of faith.
Believe in him. It doesn't even, it means you don't even have to have all the right answers at any moment. We're going to see that in the next 2 weeks. You don't even have to have all the right answers. If you're looking at him, he'll give them to you. That's it. That's what he is. That's who he is. But I just love when this point proves that. So I want to read this. It says in verse 9.
Of what?
Of Hebrews 2:9. It says, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader. A perfect leader. I just wanted to bring that out. He's a perfect leader, like he led me just this week with that pointing out that fear I had. He led me through it, like he did with Lindsay. He led me through that place to what I needed to say, needed to do. He gave me the words, and we got through it. She was healed just within 24 hours.
Praise
no,
God.
Within 12 hours, she was free. Isn't that good?
It is awesome.
And that was a miracle.
So grateful.
Oh, I am. It says, a perfect leader. This, we should put this on our mirror. He's a perfect leader fit to bring me into my salvation.
Praise God.
And that doesn't just That's mean right. accepting him as your Lord and Savior. That's just saying, okay, I'll follow you, Jesus. That's just getting yourself in line. That's sometimes we think salvation that was the day I got saved.
It is salvation from sin. It is salvation from different things. But it's salvation from the curse, too. The poverty, sickness, disease.
Every
salvation
day.
Is encompasses, that Jesus got for us, encompasses everything good and dumps everything bad.
Everything.
Praise God.
You did a series that I just remember. I hadn't even listened to it in a long time. I need to go back and listen to it. Called So Great Salvation.
Yeah.
Whew.
Amen.
Man,
it is a great salvation.
Just, when you get saved, the day you get saved, you position him to lead you through to your salvation every day for the rest of your life.
That's right. Now you have to pay attention.
You do.
I mean, he's going to be talking to you. You have to keep the word going in your eyes and your ears, where it gets into your heart and faith is there. And then you pay attention to what you're hearing in your spirit and what the written word says, and you'll be safe.
You do the do's.
Yep, that's right.
that your leader tells you.
That's right.
You know, following the leader.
Praise
that's what
God.
The life of with God is all about. And it's certainly what a life of freedom in him, freedom from fear, freedom from sickness.
You don't have to be afraid of anything.
Oh, and we don't because we have somebody to follow. And it says he's the perfect leader. This is in the New Living. Fit to bring them into their salvation. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy, that is us. We have the same Father. And that is why Jesus is not ashamed to call you and I his brothers and sisters, his equal. We have the same Father. And Jesus leads us through everything. Jesus speaks to us the words
Praise
of the Father.
God.
We have a Father who loves us. That's one reason not to be afraid.
Sure.
You have a Father who loves you. Knowing that love casts out fear because he loves you. And he sent Jesus. He sent his son Jesus. Jesus did everything
yes, he did.
That it requires
Praise
to
God.
Save us. I want to read this note in my Bible. It's the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. It says, the author emphasizes the genuine humanity of Jesus. The path that he trod as the suffering Redeemer was right. For by this, Jesus was made perfect. This doesn't mean that Jesus had moral shortcomings, but that he became perfect or complete as a Savior. Because of the temptation, he became perfect as a Savior. And by suffering temptation and death, he qualified as our leader who's gone ahead of us to open the way of salvation. I don't know. I just really feel like somebody today needed to hear that. As we're talking about being free from fear, There's a reason we can be free from fear.
That's right.
It's because of Jesus and keeping your eyes on him, and he'll
and
tell
he
you what
the
to
curse
do and say.
For us, and every bad thing there is under the curse.
Every bad
thing. So he took care of everything.
Everything.
Now all we have to do is receive him and do what he says, and he'll take care of everything in our lives.
Mom, there's a worship song that I love that says, for every fear, there's an empty tomb. Isn't that good? There's no fear
that
wasn't taken care of.
That's right.
And it says in verse 14, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. You know, the same kind of flesh and blood that could be hurt is mine and your flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who had lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying.
He took the curse for us. He took it, the whole curse. Everything, if you look at Deuteronomy 28 under the curse, every bad thing's under that curse. Jesus bore it for me, and he bore it for you. He bore it for Kelly. He took it. Now what we do is receive him, and we're free. And we do what he says, we stay free. Glory to God.
And this said, because of what he went through, he's able to help us when we're going through anything. There's not anything that you might be going through, might go through in the future, or might have gone through that he did not take care of.
Praise.
So there's no reason to fear when you look at your leader. It says in Hebrews 2, these scriptures we just read in the Amplified. This is the Amplified Classic. There's two Amplifieds now. We should get more versions and more versions. I love it. But the Amplified Classic, that's probably the one sitting on your coffee table. It says, since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death, he might bring to naught or to nothing and make of no effect him who had the power of death. I love what Dad says. He is a big zero.
That's
Satan
right.
is a big zero. The devil who's trying to make you afraid is a big zero. I'm out of time.
Yeah, you are.
I'm out of zero time.
Yeah, you are.
So we will pick this up tomorrow, but don't go away.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.